Log Talk Radio.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no. We're moving, grooving.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the brilliancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
That was Dr. Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome. This is Bible class night. But I want to say tonight, because so much going on, God is still on the throne. And being Bible class night, we're going to deal with some issues that's going on. And one of the issues I'm going to deal with that we will overcome the lies told to our ancestors, the lies been told to us as black people. You know, we still dealing, and teachers don't want to deal with it. We deal with white supremacist racism. You can holler holy all you want to. You got to thank you, Jesus. We can deal with the truth that we was told a lie. They lied to us in religion. They lied to us in education. They lied to us in our freedom. So we've been lied to, and we accept a lie. We accept the lie over the truth. That's some of the stuff that's going on. The same Bible that locked us up will free us. The same book they didn't want us to read, we learn how to read, okay? They didn't want you to read the Bible. They didn't want you to have no family because you wasn't designed to have a family. You were designed to work and die and leave, but it didn't happen. We took their God that they gave us and made it work for us. It scared them to death. Because they know it was a lie. They know that they lied. And I'm not, some of you are so caught up in religion that you don't know. All this when you deal with it, is a lie. It deal with slavery. It deal with racism. It deal with mass murder. But we took that same Bible that he gave our ancestors. What you give men a Bible he can't read? But we learned how to read. They didn't want you to read, but they didn't want you to have the knowledge. Now, if you say you're a Christian, or you say you're a spiritual man, or you say you're Islam or Jew, if you don't understand what religion brought us, what this brought us, how it trapped us, and some are still locked up, we have to change, but we're locked up in our mind, okay? Because we're not able to go to the next level. That's why the medical community feeds you all them pills for high blood, low blood, all of them pills you be taking, You know, when you take blood pressure pill, it ain't nothing but snake venom. Oh, I'm hitting somebody tonight. And you wonder, before the doctor got caught up in the snake venom, how was our ancestor dealing with blood pressure, dealing with high blood, dealing with sugar? What made us get sugar? What make us get cancer? What make us get high blood? What make us have strokes and tumors? Have you ever thought about where it arrived from? What happened? Why right now we got children that taking hormones? They are young girls, 13 to 12 years, their breasts is like women. Your young men, they 12 years old, and they got they 13 shoot 13 and 14. How that happened? If all our doctors and scientists never found a cure for cancer, they never found a cure for roses at the liver. They never found a cure for high blood, low blood, cure for stroke, but they found a cure for COVID-19. Okay. Now, what I'm letting you know, and I want to say this tonight, some of you caught up, and you caught up in a bind and don't know it, because the preacher, which is the pastors, some of them know the truth, but they ain't telling you the truth. Because if you find out, you know, the worst thing happened when we had COVID-19, lots of the churches were closed down. But Trump was getting them mega churches, Trump was getting them trillions of dollars. One church got $1 million, another church got $2 million. And it wasn't, they weren't holding no church. So and then you got to understand, we was taught you go to church, you get healed. Now, if we get healed from the church, the building that you go to, that ain't the way you get healed. If the healing is within you. Okay? But we was taught, go to church, you get healed. And most times, the pastors of these churches is they want money for themselves. They want business for themselves. They got airplanes, Rolls Royces, and all of that. And their parishioners is starving to death. You know? But we had one pastor talking about he want a new jet. He got a jet. You know, and all black and white, you know, when you understand, and I want you to understand tonight before we get into the Bible, I want to get into the facts of Christianity, the facts of Islam, and the fact of Judaism, okay? The fact of Buddhism, okay? All these are religions that set up to trap you and me, trap our ancestors. But they couldn't trap our ancestors because they couldn't read or write. So they couldn't trap them. But as you got educated, they could brainwash you on a white Jesus, on a white Abraham and Moses in a black country. They could make you read, they could write something, you believe it. But when you get knowledge, you change from that. You know, when they saying God is my everything, the black man got to understand God is our everything. You know, I got some stuff. We're praying for the people in Florida. You know, the whole building collapsed. Why? Because of a lie. The lies, the big lie, is not telling the truth. In the Bible, if we read the Bible, sometimes you say, well, why do we read the Bible? Why do you go with the Bible? Because you got to understand all religion come from Africa. Oh, yes, let me say it. It's, anything that the man make up, it come from Africa. He stole it, put bits and pieces in it. We were so intelligent that we could pick out the good and the bad. That's where we survive now. That's why we know the truth. And the Bible said the truth will set you free. And we're talking about freedom for our ancestors and freedom for me and you. And some of you are locked up, tired of. I was talking to a lady earlier today. And I said, if you want to get healed, you got to leave all this stuff alone. See what you mean? You got to change your whole diet. You got to change totally to get healed from that cancer. Oh, the doctor, I ain't saying about no doctor. I'm telling you what divine law said. What God said, divine law. When you do divine law, it supersedes cancer, high blood cancer. It supersedes that because you're going into a realm of God. You know, and I wanna talk about how racist that what happened today. And you know, I prophesied, Brother Jerry, that would be sighting of UFOs. Down in South Carolina, they had 3 pictures of UFOs in the daylight. Now, that means we got some people here on this earth already here. Some of this stuff happening. You know, I looked up in Minnesota when the bridge fell. I think I told somebody that it was a laser hit. The bridge just pancaked. Could have been a laser hit that building down in Florida. You never can tell. Because everybody hurt, they want to do investigation, you know. And you got to understand, sinkhole is all down in the Midwest. It's sinkholes in Florida. It's sinkholes in Louisiana. You got sinkholes everywhere. I want to say to you tonight, I'm talking about divine healing tonight. And I'm talking about you're getting ready for God to bless you. Some of these preachers, these ministers, I got to say it, they so materialistic, they want money for them, but not for you. They live in high on the hall. You live in the hog pen. Oh, y'all ain't gonna pray to me. You wonder why you in the hog pen. So the curse is on them because they have, they like a millstone hung around their neck. They're not taking care of God's people. You know, and you wonder, you know, thousands of people go to church and some of them ain't got nowhere to stay. Some of them are homeless. No, I ain't looking for the government to do nothing. We supposed to take care of that ourselves. When Jesus came up on the mountain, you can read it, all the people came to Jesus, all of them got healed. And after Jesus healed the people, he fed the people. And they said, the disciples of Jesus, all these people, we ain't got nothing to feed these people. The little boy had 3 fish and some bread, 5 loaves. He multiplied that fish. And everybody ate. Over 5,000 people ate. And I'll say it's about maybe 10,000, maybe 1,000, because you have to feed the cats, the dogs, and the animals, and then the people that were bad to eat, and then their families got to eat. They fed about 10,000 people. Okay, that was a miracle. But the disciples didn't understand. They said, there's so many people here, Jesus, we cannot feed all these people, let them go. He said, no. They didn't got healed. Some that was blind, some that was lame, some had palsy. Every disease that the Bible said they all was healed. Not one, they all was healed. Okay? And after they got healed, he fed 5,000. Okay? When you read St. Matthew 14, chapter 14, verse 14 through 21, Matthew 8, 23, 27, Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 41. All them, when Jesus came, they came to Jesus. Everybody came to Jesus. They was healed. The same God that served us now. But your belief system is gone. You don't believe no more. Wife don't believe the husband. Husband don't believe the wife. Because that's how the devil have divided the country. Now, I want to let you know, as we get into our Bible class tonight, I want to say some things, and you might not understand it. I said we want to be across out of jail with prayer to get out. And Larry Hoover was 70 years old. He went before the judge. The judge told him, well, we don't think you're ready. We don't think you're ready to be released. The man got a life in jail. They said, we don't think you're ready. That's what they, listen what the system said. What the system said, Larry Hoover, we don't think you're ready to be released. So, and the crooked judge, the crooked lawyer, racism and white supremacists, if it had been a white man, he'd have been out. Y'all don't like me to say that. Because he was black and had some leadership that kept him in. And I got Sister Gail going to read what the judge's comment to show you how racist he is. Well, Gail going to read that for me in a minute. But before Gail read it, I want to talk about what happened in Chicago. And it because one black maid made a difference, saved some lives. Here was a man, got a machine gun, overlooking Navy Pier, with a bucket of bullets, 4 or 5 guns, and a machine gun. What he doing with a machine gun in Chicago with a bucket of bullets on the 10th floor overlooking Navy Pier? What was his motive? Note what they did. They arrest him, gave him a bond of $1,000. FBI talked to him. CIA talked to him. Chicago Police, they let him go. If there had been a black man, his bond would have been $1 million. White folks got privilege in America. Until we change the privilege, we will not have no justice and no peace in America. Now, white folks, they want to, no, they don't really want to change, because that man should have been held. He should be incarcerated now. With a machine gun, what he looking over at Navy Pier with a machine gun on the 16th floor of a hotel with guns and bullets? And they let him go because he white. He was a CIA man or FBI, something, they let him go. Something happened, he let him go. If that had been a black man, he'd have been in jail. Bill Cosby just got out of jail. Larry Hoover still in jail. Jeff Ford still in jail. R. Kelly still in jail. They ain't did half of that. R. Kelly ain't had no machine gun. Jeff Ford ain't had no machine gun. Larry Hoover ain't had no machine gun. Trump carried a whole gang to Washington, killed people, ain't nobody went to jail. If there had been blacks stormed the White House, every one of them would have been killed. And blacks with his own, they got what they supposed to get. We got to stop justifying racism and white supremacy. We got to understand the hate that's going on with black people, and we hating each other, because that ain't right. And you know, this, the press play that down. The press played up. 3 police got shot, but they ain't saying nothing about a man got a machine gun overlooking Navy Pier. Well, women and children and family, they played that. The press played that down. Huh? They didn't even say nothing about that too much. But they thought the police got killed, and here's the chief of police and all. We doing a good job. How you doing a good job? Here's a man got a machine gun and got a bucket of bullets and gun and overlooking Navy Pier at the 4th of July. He wanted to kill people. $1,000 bond, and he gone home, and everybody forgot what he's trying to do. Something wrong with the system. Something wrong with that. I was telling, I just want to say tonight, now here's Larry Hoover. The judge said he's dangerous. Man, the man been in jail for 40 years, but he dangerous. Don't the jail pose to, don't it pose to rehabilitate you? They don't want to rehabilitate. They want you to stay in prison. They won't still want you to be a slave. Oh, I'm talking Bible talk now. I'm talking about Jubilee. I'm talking about let some people out. That's what I'm talking about. And I want to tell you, as I begin to talk, I wait on Sister Gail. Sister Gail, when you come on, press 1 on your phone. I know that you done come on. And Sister Gail says she's going to rush on because she's going to read that, what's going on with that. That could be your son, your daughter, your daddy, your mama. Think about it. Just think about racism, white supremacy. The man in Las Vegas killed all them people. The man in Las Vegas killed all those people. He shot them. Here's a man in Chicago with a machine gun, a bucket of bullets, overlooking Navy Pier. First, what you brought a gun to Chicago, and what you get a hotel on the 16th floor overlooking Navy Pier. What is your motive? That man was out of jail in 10 minutes. Did nobody question what he doing with a machine gun? Nobody questioned what he doing with a bucket of bullets and 10 or 12 guns in the hotel room. Just by the power of God, that maid called the police. When she called them, they didn't do nothing. If there had been a black that had stormed that hotel, shot and killed him, and said he was a terrorist. They didn't say that white boy was a terrorist. It's he didn't have a gun card. What are you doing with a machine gun? What are you doing with a machine gun in the hotel? I'm asking the question. What the Ottomans talking about? The Ottomans talking about, now Ottomans said nothing about the man with the machine gun downtown. Now Ottomans said nothing. The 50 Ottomans, ain't nobody said nothing about the man had a machine gun downtown Chicago overlooking Navy Pier with a bucket of bullets, a machine gun, and 4 or 5 guns up in the hotel with a scope on it. Because he white. Let me say it again, because he white. Let me say it again, because he white. Been black, he'd have been locked up and put in jail. Because he was white, they let him go 10 minutes. And the chief of police said, well, we can hold him. Why you can hold him? You can hold him and find out what his motive was to have a gun on the 4th of July and all them people down in Navy Pier. The mayor didn't say too much. You're looking for the federal government to take care of that. The federal government job, take care of that. That's some things that our local, now Alderman, they want to find out what Brown is doing. Well, ain't nobody saying nothing about this man, a machine gun, living in a different state. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Look how many people could have been killed. This man had a machine gun with a scope on it, a bucket of bullets, and all kind of guns. Ain't no black alderman, 8 ward, 7 ward, ain't nothing said nothing about that. Okay. They talking about 2 police got shot at. But this man finna kill a whole city of folks, of innocent women. Okay? And they ain't saying what the police were investigating. You know what I'm saying? They feed us what they want us to hear. That's what they do. They don't tell the truth with us. I know I'm talking. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. And I got, tonight we're going to do some reading. But I just want to share this with you. I want you to know that. Hold on. Sister Gail, God bless you tonight.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Sister Gail, God bless you. I want to tell you, God got a blessing for you. Sister Gail, I want you to read. Now, let me let the people know. Larry Hoover went up for to try to get it. They gave Larry Hoover life in prison. And since he's been in prison in Arizona, they done got 20 murders on him. How can a man don't associate with nobody still getting murders on his record? That's fake news. That's Jeff Ford in jail for life. Okay? And they ain't looking, they ain't trying to, They trying to rehabilitate them. They want them out the street because all this killing going on is because no leadership. They took all the youth out. If Jeff Ford was out of jail and Larry, they could stop this killing overnight. They know that. They could stop the killing overnight. The system know that. The judges know that. Now, here's the judge. The judge ain't said nothing about what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump got a gang of white racists and went to the White House, killed some people, knocked some people down with that racist stuff. Ain't nobody went to jail yet. So I'm telling the truth tonight. This is the truth. Now, if you so caught up in religion, or you so caught up that you don't know the truth, you better wake up. Pick your head out the sand. Because right, racism or white supremacy is real. You got the man that put Larry Hoover in jail. The police is dead. The state's attorney is dead. They didn't got a new judge. The same way with Jeff Ford. The man that lied on him is dead. But they still got the time. Well, nobody, I'm going to say this before I go to that. Let me give you a good example where you'll know. You take this stuff down. If you don't believe it, like I'm like Malcolm. Check it out for yourself. Here's Bill Cosby. Black man, got money. And building the black community, had the only black folks, but they wasn't raping, they wasn't robbing, wasn't no dope, wasn't nobody, no prostitute. He was dealing with black families. He had a black family, Joe, doctors and lawyers. They put him in jail and said that he was there for life. See what I'm saying? They lied. The Me Too movement lied. Now, he got out. I told you, we're going to pray to Larry Hoover get out. I'm going to pray to Jeff Ford get out. I'm going to pray to R. Kelly get justice. They stole that whole law. R. Kelly's not an educated man, but he's gifted the same. You know how these people lie? And don't nobody, these preachers don't tell the truth. Look, I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to let Gail read. I got to say this because it's real. And I want black folks to look at their educational, look at their college. Here's Bill Cosby gave money to every black college in America. Every black college. You know what happened when he went to prison? The damn professor go to that prison and say, can we pray with you? Can we help you out? They took the money and took the degree. You know, they gave him honorary. They took all it. And they should be ashamed of themselves. They let Bill Cosby go. They kicked him to the curb. They left him alone. They took all the money. If black folks going to stand to eat, black doctors and lawyers and educators, they the one where we can't come up. Because they get in with the man, and they do worse to us than the white folks do. They worse than the white folks. These doctor degrees, I'm doctor so-and-so, I'm professor so-and-so. Here was a man down, and he was being whipped. And the brothers, the every black college turned their back. Name the college, I tell you, they turned their back on him. All the black colleges and all the professors. And he gave them all money. See what I'm saying? We don't love each other. You better look in the mirror. Don't nobody love us but us. You love everybody else but yourself. And that's what I'm leaving tonight. Let me, I don't want to get emotional, but I got to say this, you know, and I want Gail going to read this. Now, what Gail finna read is what the judge said about Larry Hoover today. And it don't make no sense. It lets you know we still in a racist, and you can go to jail. Now, good example, here's a white boy got a machine gun, a bucket of bullets, downtown Chicago. He out on bond and gone home. Been a black man that been killed, he been in prison right now with that in this product. Read, Gail.
Okay, federal judge denies sentencing break to Larry Hoover, one of the most notorious criminals in Illinois' history. The judge handed down the ruling almost a year to the day after U.S. Attorney John Lodge pleaded with him to reject the imprisoned Chicago gang leader's appeal. Ron Safer remembers the day a judge handed gangster disciple leader Larry Hoover a life sentence in 1998, and the way the federal locked-up clanged behind Hoover while Hoover's family watched from the courtroom. Safer had helped prosecute Hoover, who ran a monolithic street gang from inside an Illinois prison. "I remember feeling justice had been done," Safer told the Chicago Sun-Times Tuesday, but he added there was no joy in that. Roughly a quarter century later, another door is swung shut on Hoover, at least for now. U.S. District Judge Harry Rennenweber Tuesday denied a bid from Hoover for a sentencing break under the First Step Act, a law signed by then-President Donald Trump in 2018. Rennenweber previously made comments suggesting he was open to the idea. But in a long-awaited 19-page order, Rennenweber referred to the 70-year-old Hoover as one of the most notorious criminals in Illinois' history. And though the judge wrote that Hoover's life sentence at the federal supermax prison in Colorado is particularly grim, he said that he's concerned about an active risk of harm if Hoover were ultimately freed. Hoover is renowned and celebrated to this day by the gangster disciples, Rennenweber wrote, to the extent that any one person can deter another to commit crimes. Hoover's life imprisonment symbolically demonstrates that the rule of law reaches even those in power who seem untouchable. The judge issued his order without prejudice, meaning Hoover has an opportunity to try again. Hoover's attorney, Justin Moore, called that extremely rare. "I don't think this is a ruling that closes the door for Larry Hoover to be released," Moore said. Moore noted that Hoover is serving his sentences in isolation and can do little more than read books. "How do we explain to the courts the oppressive condition he's in?" Moore said. He asked, "Are prison used to rehabilitate inmates or in a punitive fashion?" Among other things, the First Step Act allows federal prisoners to seek reduction in their sentences for selling crack cocaine based on lower penalties that were enacted in 2010. Safer has supported previous decisions by Rennenweber to release co-defendants of Hoover under the First Step Act. But he said, there are some crimes that are so heinous that mercy conflicts with justice. And he said Rennenweber was right on the money when he described Hoover as one of Illinois' most notorious criminals. Hoover ran a gang from the prison that was responsible for the highest murder rate in this city has ever seen, a drug network that was pervasive and effective, and an organization that controlled parks and street corners and neighborhoods and made it impossible for children to go outside and be children, Safer said. Still, the former federal prosecutor said, it's sad. He's a human being. Rennenweber ruling landed almost a year to the day the U.S. Attorney John Lodge made a rare personal plea asking the judge to, during a hearing, to not to re-sentence Hoover. He said it would be a miscarriage of justice to reduce Hoover's sentence in any way, shape, or form. 6 months later, a grand jury indictment unsealed in East St. Louis suggested Hoover promoted two men to top posts in the gang while locked up in the Superbat.
I want to thank you that, Miguel. Now, I want you to listen to what the judge said and the press said. Where Al Capone at? Where all these gangsters, white gangsters, killing and robbing? Now, Jeff Ford is in jail. Larry Hoover, who doing all the killing now? Who's selling all the dope now? See what I'm saying? All this stuff is Trump charges on black young black men. That was the biggest lie ever been told, and the judge in on it, the DA in on it, and the government in on it to keep that boy locked up in jail the rest of his life. And black community need to step up. We need to step up. If you can let Donald Trump, and here's the boy up in Wisconsin, killed the man in front of the police, shot him, and he's still walking free. And the press seen it. Fake news have locked our young black men up. Now they're going to say it was notorious. What about Al Capone? Where was the gangsters, the real gangsters in Chicago where all that was going on? What they was doing, what the union was doing, the real gangsters. See how they make blacks make you think blacks are gangsters? White folks is the gangsters because they got the money and they got the judges and they got the know-how. Black men, you better wake up. Black men's moving, better get on. I ain't talking about no black. No, ain't, I want to clear this up too. They're hollering, Black Lives Matter. Black lives don't matter. Black power matter. If we got black power, we can get these men out of jail. We got power, we can, R. Kelly can come home. Power by us being sticking together. It's a damn shame that the way the justice system got our people locked up and the fake news, the newspaper make it seem like they terrorists. The terrorists come over and kill, they bombed Washington, D.C. Ain't nobody saying nothing. They ain't saying now white boy was a terrorist. They said now white boy was a threat. They act like Larry Hoover is a gangster. How you gangster? You don't run nothing. You don't own nothing. But that's what they put in your mind, that he's a gangster. Jeff was a gangster. That's what they put in. Them boys don't own no land. They don't own no buildings, but they brainwash you. Come on, look at all the killings. Look at the killings going on now. Larry Hoover in jail. Jeff in jail. Now, who's stopping? Who's doing the killing now? Huh? Who's doing the bombing? Here's a white boy, got a machine gun with a bucket of bullets, sitting in Chicago, and the judge is talking about a black man been in prison. He's 70 years old. He in prison, and they're talking about he's a danger to Chicago. That's the biggest lie ever been told. And they keep lying and keep putting our young men in jail and won't let them out. And I don't know what the black lawyer's doing, but taking money ain't trying to help. And police, all that don't put in jail, the police kill. Woo! I know it's hot for you. I know you need to hang up, but this is the real truth tonight. This is what's going on. This is real talk. And the pastors have sat down. They got airplanes and big churches, big congregations. They ain't went out to the prison and asked the DA, how come this man been in jail for 40 years? Don't the jail supposed to rehabilitate you? This man been in jail. He got life. Do you ever get rehabilitated? Why you go to jail if they ain't going to rehabilitate? You can take him and hang him. That's what you used to do. Hang him. But just to show you how racist we're dealing with, white supremacy and racism in America. This country wasn't made for us. And the Constitution wasn't made for black folk, for white folks. Oh, y'all ain't liking me tonight. This is real talk. And I'm kind of upset because black people ain't stepped up. They're so selfish. Look at the football players, the basketball. When they get through with them, they didn't even want the football player. They didn't want the black football player to get something with percussion. Racism. Y'all know it ain't no racism. Racism, white supremacy is real in America. And the judicial system have locked our men up. Here's a boy in jail for 40 years. They finally got him out. And the man that put him in jail, he dead. The DA dead. State's attorney still living. They lied. They all living a lie. They getting rich off of the black man. That was a shame. That the judge say he's a threat. What threat you got? You don't run. You ain't running no Palmer House. You don't run Chicago. Don't be a threat. And the killing part is we got these black politicians won't step up to the plate. Here's a politician. We need to call the Army and the Navy in. The Army and Navy ain't nobody shoot you down too. We need to handle our business, black men, black women. Stop the killing and save the babies. Huh? Now we going to Washington. What you going to Tone for? You don't need to go Tone. The white folks need to go Tone. They the one did all the killing. Yeah, we going to Washington to Tone to pray. What you going to pray for? You ain't did nothing. They killed your mama. They killed your great granddaddy. They killed you. They stopping you right now from having jobs. The only thing to slow them down was COVID-19. COVID-19 back up, and they're getting ready to do do another racial move on all of us. Glory to God. I'm telling the truth tonight. Well, it's a vision of what we got to do. We have to stand together. Stand together. We got to stop the killings of our babies. How you think the guns get in? We don't have no gun factories. How you think the dope get in? We ain't got no airplane. Who bring the dope in? Who sell the dope? Huh? So when you started thinking about it, all this is a setup. They sell you the dope, put you in jail. They sell you the gun, they get you for the gun. So it's all a vicious cycle. You got Black Panthers in jail up in Oakland, California for calling police pigs for life. You got vice lords on the west side in prison right now for life. Right now, as I speak, you got Bloods and Creoles out in California, in Los Angeles, in prison for life because of lying judges and crooked DA and crooked police. Radical police, them that are crooked ain't right. And this is what we got now. They know what's happening in Chicago. They know what's going on. And they ain't trying to stop. How can the police stop somebody from killing somebody in time you arrest them, they get back out. They get to shooting. Huh? That's what's going on. I just wanted to say that. I know some of you don't know what's happening, but that's what's going on. That's the real story. Detroit, Atlanta, all of that. Dope and drugs. A little bit of towns in Mississippi. Monroe, Louisiana. Sweetport, Louisiana. Down in New Orleans. Minnesota. You see how the man put his feet on that man's head and killed him? If the people hadn't arrived, that white boy wasn't going nowhere. You see how the woman shot the boy, talking about a taser? She been on the force 20 years. She don't know a taser from a gun. She don't know taser is plastic. The gun is real and it's a different weight. But the press will feed you anything. And you said, she thought she had a taser. No, she meant to kill the boy. Mass murder. The lie. That's where they hung and killed Black folks in America. If you don't watch out, you'll get killed. Your son, your daughter get killed. It's time for us to wake up. This is 2021, going to 22, and we still living a lie. We still got people, got women in jail. And some women, they put in jail and took their babies and gave their babies to white women. One lady went and got her baby. They lock her back up because she said, I had this baby, and I ain't no judge going to give my baby away. See, all this racial stuff is still going on. And Trump brought it all out. Trump brought out the hate. Trump brought out the racism. So if you're going to give us law, give us the right law. If Trump want to sue somebody, he need to be in jail. He need to be in jail. He need to be in prison. You know? But what I'm saying, I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Cat Spirit. Thank you, Gail, for that. Gail, you really did good. Thank you, Gail, for that. Gail just told what the judge said. And the judge, did you notice what the judge said? He's the most dangerous. They didn't call Al Capone dangerous. They didn't call Machine Gun Kelly dangerous. Them white boys were robbing and killing. He's the most dangerous in Chicago. He done killed everybody, which is a lie. They don't control no dope. They control no guns. But that's to get them off the street because they got leadership. They can control these black youth and help them do something positive. I remember when the Blackstone Rangers and the Latin Kings and all the boys got together and went downtown and made the union, the white union, hire black bricklayers, engineers. They had to go downtown and shut it down. See, this is kind of stuff that they trying to block. Lord, hallelujah. I just want to tell the truth tonight. Prayer changes things. The same Bible they gave to our ancestors. You give men a Bible, he can't read, but we got educated. We read the Bible. We understand some of the Bible got lies in it and some got truth in it. And once we intelligent, able to fly and go over the world, we could go to Africa. We could go to what See what happened in Jamaica? That wasn't no accident. When you find out, that's a takeover. Here come they killed the man in his house with his family. Where was the bodyguards at? Where was the army and the navy in Jamaica? See what I'm talking about? All this go on under your face. You know, the president, well, they come in and kill them at night. Where was the bodyguard? Who can come out the country? And you're talking about that was somebody outside the country did that. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. Y'all ain't liking what I'm saying. But this is what's happening. This is some stuff that's going on for real. This is some of the stuff that got. Tonight, we talked about, I want to thank Sister Lisa. She let me know about the UFOs. We had prophesied the UFOs and seven hurricanes coming. We got one already in Florida. We got seven more to go. We got six more to go back to back. And the next three, you're going to have to move out of Florida and come inland. You're going to hit Louisiana, Texas, all that down there. God is tired of people lying. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. See, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. Okay? Try the spirit by the spirit. And if you want to get healed, you've got to break. Well, I was telling the lady, she said she would take a blood pressure pill. I said, do you know it's made out of snake venom? She said, oh! Read, folks. You know some of this metal you got will mess you up. It will burn your liver up, burn your kidneys up, give you a heart attack, give you a stroke. She said, I don't know. The man got her on four different blood pressure pills. I said, do you know the pills they got you on is snake venom? That's what it's made out of, snake venom. Don't believe it? Go to your dictionary. If you don't believe it, call me back and say, oh, Bishop, you must have lied. I'm telling the truth. That blood pressure meal you taking made out of snake venom. That's where they get it from. Glory, hallelujah. If you want to get healed, you got to change your habit, change what you're eating, what you're drinking, what you're smoking. You talking about, well, I got roasted at the liver. Yeah, you got roasted if you've been drinking. Because you think that, like the young girl, 21 years old, she's depressed. She's smoking a reefer to get under depressed. Black folks don't supposed to be depressed because we always been depressed. What you going to be depressed because somebody died? We got death all the way around us. Always around us. I don't feel sorry. They got to be educated. Our young folks got to be educated to the truth. The black women's got to step up and black men's got to step up and take charge and let black women know, black young women know, and let black men know what's going on. And that's what got to happen. That's what we need to do. I want to let you know, God got us covered anyway. And he's going to cover us anyway.
2 and 24. Divine healing comes from God. And I want you to get in the mode of being healed. Finance, whatever you need, God will heal you. If you just let him in, he will heal you. This is Bible class night, and I want to share the richness of God's people. And I want you to read 2 Timothy 1 and 7, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 through 14, Proverbs 4:22, Romans 8:22, Ecclesiastes 6, 11 and 16, Psalms 112, verse 7. 91 number Psalms, Psalms 10. Genesis chapter 12, God, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to curse you. In Genesis 17, verse 5, I'm going to change your name, and I'm going to bless you and the seed. You ought to see Abraham blessed and highly favored. And you got to know, whatever God promised Abraham, it promised to you. Now, I want to say that to you tonight, and I want to say, don't let the devil rise. And don't let the devil be a part of your genetic makeup. Finance covenant. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I do declare the power of my finance through God. I pay my tithes. I see to the word of God, and I claim my harvest by seeding. Luke 6:38, Philippians 4:19, and I want you to get ready for that big breakthrough that God got for you. You have not because you ask not. And tonight we're talking about resurrecting the dry bones in your life, resurrecting that negativity in your life to something positive, and that we resurrected something positive in your life for it to work. And I think that's the most important thing. We need to do that. Don't let the devil control you. Nothing he got can control body, mind, soul, and spirit. I say our ancestors tonight. Pearl ain't called me. I hope Pearl got them pies together. Yeah, Pearl. I just read the scriptures on you late coming on Sunday. You didn't come on at all. Yeah, I know where you was at. Thank you. Let him ride. Don't let him ride, Pearl. Don't let him ride. Mary, don't let the devil ride you. He'll tear you down. Kim, don't let the devil tear you down. St. Matthew, chapter 13, verse 8. St. Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. Y'all getting this down. Yeah. I like that. Get ready for your financial breakthrough. Now, after Pearl, your mother told me to tell you to cook those pies. I hope you be obedient to the Spirit, okay? Because that's going to be a blessing for you, that the pies. Now, make sure Linda eat hers, not nobody else. Mary, when the pies come to you, you make sure all your children get the pies. Just get to them. They eat it. And Pearl, make sure your husband eats some, your son and your grandson eat some. I might come and get me a slice. You never can tell. Yeah. Raphael, the healing angel. I got Master Musa, the richest man in the world. And I'm talking about seeding for your miracle, Mary. Sometimes you got to seed for your miracle. And you can't let nobody block. All that the devil has stolen, just for them that listen, download, and praying for you, all that the devil stole, we want to take it back. All your stuff. All your stuff. I'm gonna say this in. All the stuff the devil has stole from 5 to 10 generation, your mama, your peace, whatever. God will restore that to you tonight. Or wherever you're at. This is Bible class night. This is crossing over night. This is all of it. Because he deals with all of it. Okay, get ready. Somebody might ask me, Bishop, where's my stuff? Now, let me be very clear with you. This Bible class, I hope you got your Bible. The stuff is in the spirit realm. And you've got to know how to get into the spirit realm. It's done by faith. You have not because you ask not. Whatever you want God to do for you, he'll do it. Might not do it in his time. God will do it for you quick, fast, and in an hurry. And I want you tonight to say all that I've been separated from, all that people lie and took from me. You might say, no, anybody tell me. I want to plead the blood of the Almighty God on you. And I want you to know all that the devil took. All the devil took. Now, let me tell you something. The devil come to kill and destroy. He's a killer. The devil run with Abaddon. Abaddon is the death angel. So a lot of people died indiscriminate. A lot of people shooting going on because they got that demon spirit. And they want to kill you and kill themselves. But all the night, all that the devil has stolen, I decree that it come back. But you got to do something. You got to seed. If you got a need, you got to seed. And when you give a seed, God is going to give back to you. Your harvest is going to come. Read it. You say, well, I pay my tithe. All right. But he said, seed it. But no, when you go and put some beans in the ground, beans will come up. Corn in the ground, it's going to come up. You put one seed of corn, it'll make a whole stalk. Okay? So when you seed from your heart, from your spirit, and after night I don't have a spirit of taking back all that the devil stole from our ancestors, stole from you and me. The reason we are not with no castles in home, because our wealth been stolen. Our ancestors were stolen. They picked cotton in Mississippi, Arkansas. They got flood. And I had prophesied flood back to back. I'm going to prophesy that was going to be flood back to back. And tornadoes, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. I want to prophesy this. Now, just listen to me. I'm telling you this here. I see a plane falling. I don't know why I just see it falling. Write that down. I want you to write this down, Mary, that the Midwest, that mean Ohio, Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, the Midwest is going to get hot. It's going to get hot this month. It's 3 months. So get your acting on, space, cool, don't try to go out because something hot, the Spirit showed me it's coming back to back. And where that's going on, up in South Dakota, it's going to be fires and heat all up through that. Now, when you get to California, you're going to see fires. And then when you get out to Las Vegas, you're going to see Lake Mead going down. We're going to have a water shower. That's in Denver. That's in Las Vegas, Oakland, California, Los Angeles. They're getting ready. This is something the ancestors are showing me tonight. Now, you write this